Want to know why Vice Principal Valencia Toomer was speechless while receiving the Athlete of the Year award at Northwood?
Find out now from your hosts,
Ellie Saxa
and Leah Callum.
I'll talk about my time here at Northwood. I was pretty active in school and club, played softball and basketball and volleyball, and, you know, so kept myself, you know, pretty busy. And with all of that, I made a lot of friends, and I was a talker. Like, I was always talking. When I was in elementary school, I would have straight A's on my report cards. But then when you would look at my conduct, it would be like a D. Simply because I was always talking. When I was in kindergarten, I would always finish my work early. And so what else is there to do except talk? Except I was always bothering other students who had not finished their work. Same thing happens, you know, with me talking, you know, in middle school. And I had piped down, but it was just that, you know, I just had friends. I love to socialize. I just love people, period. I'm like that to this day. Well, in high school, it was my junior year. And that year, of course, like I said, I had played softball, basketball, and volleyball. You know, pretty good athlete, you know, for the most part. Well, we used to have the athletic banquet. And so basically you celebrate everything that happened in a season for all of the sports within that season. The week of the academic banquet, I became really sick. And I had an ear infection and I had strep throat. Well, when I had the strep throat, I could not speak at all. I was like, you know, I'm really not doing well. I really don't need to come to this, you know, to this athletic banquet. So my coach at the time, my basketball coach, she was my basketball and volleyball coach. She said, Valencia, I know you're not feeling up to it, but I really think, you know, this is your junior year. If you can make it, you know, you really need to come to the athletic banquet. So I was like, oh, okay. So I just took it. So I showed up that night. We had went through all of the accolades, you know, and everything. I'm sitting there totally not really checked in because I'm just not feeling well. I'm just literally there just because, I mean, I was playing ball all these years or that season. So Coach Pappas, who was the athletic director at that time, he was up there, you know, making his speech about the female athlete of the year. And I was sitting back there and everything he was saying, I was like, dang, sounds like me. But I just kind of ignored it, you know, didn't pay any attention. And, you know, he just started, you know, calling out different stats and things like that. And then he came down to the very end when he started talking about personality. And I kept still having this hunch that it was me, but again, still not really zoomed in. And then at the very end, he says, and, you know, it's my pleasure to name, you know, this young lady as our female athlete of the year, because regardless of what I say tonight, she can't say anything back.